Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, of course, brought to you by our great friends at Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy.
Yep.
Say hey to Tina from Braintree.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Her teeth are looking fabulous this morning. She just
Can
left
we get
the
a cleaning?
Dentist. Yes.
All right.
Fillings. They weren't fun, but it's okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, Tina, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
$1,000 on the line here. It's the 1K CBK. Kennedy is now gone out of the studio. Just a reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Okay, Tina?
Yep.
You ready?
Yes, I am.
I forgot to have my clip up, too, Ken. Hang on a second. Stand by. I'm just a mess this morning, Dan.
Yep.
I don't know what happened.
No arguments here.
I got distracted by something. Here we go. Question number one, the wife of Weezer's bassist has pleaded not guilty to shooting at cops who were chasing a hit-and-run suspect. Take a listen and then name this Weezer song. Name that Weezer song, please.
Beverly Hills.
Question number two, the commissioner of Major League Baseball ruled that bans from the game end with death. That means Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson are back in and will be eligible for the Hall of Fame. Why was Pete Rose banned from baseball?
I have no idea.
Question number three. Did you know that Sylvester Stallone and Richard Gere almost once came to blows over Princess Diana at Elton John's house?
It's like a Mad Libs.
Who is older, Sylvester Stallone or Richard Gere? Who is older?
I got a 50-50 shot, so I'm going to go with Stallone.
Question number four. 58-year-old Selma Hayek gets one of four covers for this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. She looks fantastic. I don't know if you had a chance to see it yet or not. Selma Hayek, has she ever been nominated for a Best Actress Oscar? Yes or no?
No.
And question number five, can you tell us which actor played Sandor Clegane, a.k.a. the Hound, in Game of Thrones?
Clegane.
Clegane?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
Oh, the actor's name?
Yes.
No idea.
No idea? All right. No worries. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Any other adulting happening today after the dentist?
Going to work, and then I'm going to go pick up the kids from school.
Sounds like life.
It's the barrel of laughs.
Yep.
All day.
Yep. My daughter will be so mad that she missed this.
we'll put it up in the podcast for her. The young people like podcasts, okay. is what I hear.
What's her name?
Yeah. Bella. Her and I listen to it almost every day.
Well, shout out to Stella when she's listening back to this.
Did you say Stella or Bella?
Bella. Isabella. Bella.
God, you got her name wrong, Dan.
I was thinking Stella got her groove back. All right, we're going to cut that part out. Shout out to Bella when she's listening back to this. Take two.
Run it back.
We'll fix that in post. Perfect.
Tina got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
What are you, New York?
Oh, deep cut. I like it. Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Question number one. The wife of Weezer's bassist has pleaded not guilty to shooting at cops who were chasing a hit and run suspect. Name this Weezer song. Take a listen. Name the song, please.
Beverly Hills.
That is correct. Tied at 1. The commissioner of Major League Baseball has ruled that bans from the game end with death. That means Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson are back in and are eligible for the Hall of Fame. Why was Pete Rose banned?
Because he gambled on his games.
Yeah, gambled on baseball. And Shoeless Joe Jackson?
He threw games.
He did throw games in the World Series,
the old Black Sox.
2-1, question number 3. Did you know Sylvester Stallone and Richard Gere almost came to blows over Princess Diana's? You probably did, but you didn't know what happened at Elton John's house.
Go on.
Kennedy, who's older, Stallone or Gere?
Richard Gere.
Kennedy.
Yeah.
Incorrect. He is 75, Stallone is 78.
Oh, there you go.
Super close in age. Tied at 2, question number 4. 58-year-old Selma Hayek gets one of 4 covers for this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Girl.
Yeah, she looks great.
We'd love to see it.
Question for you, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Has Selma Hayek ever been nominated for a Best Actress Oscar?
For Frida. Yes.
For what?
Frida.
That is correct, yeah. Kennedy.
I don't even know what Frida is.
It's a movie she was nominated for an Academy Award for.
It's a biopic about an artist, Frida Kahlo.
Oh.
In 2002. And question number 5, can you tell us which actor played Sandor Clegane?
Clegane.
Clegane, a.k.a. the Hound in Game of Thrones.
What actor?
Yes.
Oh, heavens, who knows that?
Well, you know crazy things, so I thought you might.
That's deep, dude.
Rory McCann is the actor's name, Kennedy. 3-2 is the final score. Nice job, ladies. Nice job. You did great. Kennedy gets the win, Tina. I'm sorry you don't get the cash. But you
it's
do
okay.
have...
I had fun playing.
We had a good time.
And you got better teeth today than you had yesterday.
Well, a little more silver. One of the two.
They don't use silver
or whatever
anymore,
they
Kennedy.
Anymore. I know.
Oh.
But what am I getting...
Don't worry, it's almost over.
I have a car in my mouth. Do you think I don't know? It's just funnier.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies. Tina, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Let me cook.
Thank you, Daniel.
I'm sorry, Chef
Tina,
Kennedy.
I am Tina, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates – Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.